Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having a new friend with us, folks. Barbara Tako is with us. She is, you know, we've had organizational experts on the show before, people who have helped us get organized. But I think Barbara is a clutter clearer. In fact, her book is called Clutter Clearing Choices. And so I think that's different because, you know, getting organized is one thing, but getting the clutter out of the way, that's a whole other thing. Let's see what she has to say about that. Barbara Tako, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. And I think you're right. I think getting rid of clutter is one part of the process, and organizing the remainder afterwards is a different set of activities.
Well, when I think of organization, I think of getting your systems and your thinking and your energy organized and aligned, so to speak, so that you have your, you know, all that works in harmony. The system, your systems, your technology, your work order, the way you plan your day, etc. I think of that as being organized, maybe filing systems, that kind of thing. Clutter,
right.
Clutter to me is getting the byproducts out of your way. What do you think?
I think that's pretty accurate. It's getting rid of the extraneous and paring down to the things that help you focus on your priorities. There are organizing systems for paperwork or for your calendar or for managing your time, but our businesses are constantly evolving and changing and hopefully expanding, and the way that we choose to most effectively organize and operate them change too. So sometimes the stuff of running the business, the clutter, doesn't necessarily keep up or reflect where we currently are with our business. And so
Right. When
we have piles around us that aren't helping us move forward, then that's the clutter that needs to be purged so we can focus on maximizing our success in running our business.
Well, this has helped me. Talking about this with you has helped me kind of understand me a little bit, because which is don't try that, by the way, Barbara. That would be too scary for anybody else to try to get to go there. But my point is, I've always known that I was a fairly organized person, but I'm not offended by clutter. Some people are, and I've decided the reason I'm not offended by clutter is because I actually resent having to stop work and deal with the clutter. I need somebody to come in and take the clutter away from me so I can keep working. And so because it doesn't bother me for it to be around me, I've learned how to work with a certain level of clutter. And I'm calling a rolling clutterer, meaning that I go from being uncluttered to very cluttered over a period of 2 weeks, 4 weeks. And I clean it up eventually, and then I'll start over again. And then I go back to work and don't worry about it. What do you think?
I think that's a fine way to be. I think we're all different, and we all fall somewhere on that continuum of the tidy Felix who has a totally bare desk and not even a scrap of paper.
How does he get any work done? That's my question.
I agree with you to some extent. I think I'm not offended by clutter either, and I think clutter sometimes is a process of being creative and productive when we're doing our work. The key that you mentioned that I think is important for everybody is that sort of periodic hitting of the reset button. You typically hit the reset button every 2 weeks. Some of us might never hit the reset button or might go months without hitting the reset button. And if we let it go too long, then it does hinder our productivity because we can't find what we do need to conduct our business. Some people might hit the reset button every hour or every day or twice a day. So we all kind of vary, and there really isn't any one right way to go about it. But the trick is that you do occasionally stop and take the time to regroup, because if you let it get too far out of control, you will start missing opportunities or things will slip through the cracks.
Well, that's kind of what motivates me to get uncluttered, is whenever I start realizing that the things that I need are buried deeper than I want them to be buried. and I start saying, okay, when it starts impacting my productivity, when the clutter starts impacting my work, that's when I stop and take some time, or have somebody help me take some time to get uncluttered. And it, you know, I start throwing away stuff and you know, that kind of thing. And another thing that I think happens to people, I think it also depends on what's going on in your business. If you have customers coming and going in your business, you probably need to be a little more uncluttered than I am.
Right. When you have to maintain a professional business appearance, I think there is, like you mentioned earlier, I think some of us have a sort of a general distrust if things are too chaotic. If you were going to see a tax lawyer and you had taken the time to organize your paperwork in a neat folder and everything was paper-clipped and labeled, and you walked into his office and it was chaos across the surface of his desk, I think there'd be sort of a natural distrust emerging in that situation.
Right. Exactly. So what are your recommendations? What are some ideas that you have for us?
Well, I think it's helpful if people take as little as 5 or 10 minutes to reset their work area. A good time to do that is to spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes at the end of the day, or to tackle it if you're kind of a morning person, that's the thing that you do first thing in the morning. I think what people forget is that it doesn't take as long to deal with the piles if you deal with them regularly, and that you can accomplish a lot in small blocks of time as far as organizing goes. Sometimes I will organize my workspace when I'm waiting on hold on the phone or waiting for something to come up on my computer where I'm loading a large file. The trick is really to regularly sort and weed out, and also when you're doing that, in terms of making your business effective, to regularly prioritize, to make sure your time isn't spent being a neatnik and isn't spent necessarily surfing on the internet because you kind of find a string of things that interest you and all of a sudden a half hour has gone by. The trick is to regularly prioritize and focus on your high priority items.
Right. Well, and of course it helps to have systems in place. I mean, boxes, folders, things, places for people, for things to go, right?
Right, and one of the things I talk about in my book, Clutter Clearing Choices, that I feel kind of strongly about is there really isn't any one best system out there. There isn't the Barb Taco system or the Jim system.
Right.
Those systems work for each of us best. The trick is to try and create techniques that fit the way you run your business best, and that's going to look a little bit different for each of us. So in my book, I try to throw out a variety of
tips. Let's take a quick break. The book is called Clutter Clearing Choices by Barbara Taco, and that's T-A-K-O as you spell her last name. If you're Googling her, 20 after, stay with us. We're going to get into some specifics after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.